Cubs and Giants wrapping up a four-game series. Former Cubs skipper Jim Marshall with the first pitch on his 86th birthday. That is a cool birthday present indeed. Let's pick it up bottom one. Cubs trailing 1-0, not for long.
Deep left field. And gone! A home run for Chris Bryant. Williamson feels like that ball was stolen away, but man, I don't think the fans can really reach over the basket.
No. Unless it's Stretch Armstrong out there.
Smack to deep right, and gone for Jason Hayward, and the Cubs lead 2-1. Ken Hawk Harrelson was one of the front runners in terms of batting gloves, right? Golf glove, back in the 60s. I'm trying to remember the first guy I saw wear sunglasses at the plate. High and deep to right. It's gonna go for Zobrist. Sunglasses working just fine for him today.
No basketball this time.
Look at a JWD. Job well done. Because we need more initials in this game.
Diving stop. Baez throw to first. Ow, what a play.
Big time. Big time play by Javi Baez.
And he's the backup shortstop. Thing of beauty. Pitch to Hayward. It's passed, and Bryant will score. Throw gets away. Here comes Rizzo. Throw to the plate. Save. Oh, is that huge? It's 5-1.
Yeah, it's not what I had in mind when I was talking about getting separation, but the wild pitch. Scores not one but two. That's a sloppy effort by Posey. Trying to block that ball with a man on third. Good heads up base running by Rizzo as the throw gets by and rolls out into the infield.
So the wild pitch allows Bryant to score. I'm guessing E2 allowing Rizzo.
The Cubs take 3 of 4 games in the series after a 5-1 win. Eddie Butler improves to 4-0 lifetime versus the Giants with a 2.96 ERA. Jeff Samardzija's streak of batters faced without issuing a walk snapped at 154 when Ian Happ drew a free pass in the 6th inning. With their victory on Thursday, the world champs have tied their high water mark of the season at 4 games over 500. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon commenting on their 5-1 victory over the Giants.
He reached over, but between the wall and the end of the basket, that's what I saw.
Okay.
I think it's like almost humanly impossible unless you get up on that thing and reach out to extend over it. When I saw the replay, I thought the fans here in the edge of the baskets here, I thought he reached over like somewhere in here. That's what I thought.
Joe, Montgomery, a 4-inning save today, real rarity in baseball. Can you just talk about the job economically that he did today?
Yeah, it was fabulous. I mean, he's been stretched out. We've had him out there at different times, and the lineup was really built for him. Their lineup was built really well for his abilities. And the big thing with Mike is if he's throwing strikes, he's going to pitch really well versus righties and lefties. So he did. He had, I think he walked one guy maybe. Otherwise, I thought he had really good command, and he's also, excuse me, he's a ground ball pitcher. Keeps the ball on the ground, which is also attractive here. So that was great. I thought Eddie was, you know, obviously better than the last time here. Not as sharp as he can be, but effective and very functional. And to go 5-4 like that, we could not have asked for more because Wade was not available today.
I'll tell you what was big, the pickoff. That was very large. I mean, that set that all up. That permitted Panic to make the last out. If Belt makes the last out, I may have gone right-hander, Posey, Crawford, Reggiano. I might have done something differently, may have. Although, like I said, I have a lot of confidence in Montgomery versus righties, too. Look at his numbers. They're outstanding. But I think possibly the tipping point for us in that game was the pickoff at first base.
Is Montgomery in position to maybe make a start somewhere in the not-recent future?
We talked about that, but we haven't nailed it down yet. That was part of why the reason to keep him stretched out when we wanted to do that. So 4 innings, what did
how many pitches do you have at Bob? 40 some today? I have no idea. I was like in the low 40s. Anyway, he, you know, he's in a pretty good stretched out mode, but that was not the reasoning behind it today. But if we chose to do that, obviously he's trending in that direction.
You've talked all week about Hayward and just the approach he's had at the plate. And when he hits like this, I mean, just sort of reinforces what he's been doing.
Yeah, really good. Really, the ball came off hot again. He looks very confident. Excuse me. He's very confident, and it's nice to see that because he's close to having, like, I mean, I know close is horseshoes, but these foul balls and, you know, top of the wall, wind, he's really been swinging the bat well and confidently, and then you have that high level of defense. So he's playing at the top of his game, I think, right now.
The Cubs are off to Los Angeles on Friday to open a weekend series with the Dodgers.